Welcome to the Brown and Balance podcast. I'm your host, De'Asia.
And I'm your girl, Stephanie.
And this podcast was created to provide a safe space and have healthy conversations.
Where we expose you to our friendship of 16 years and we balance motherhood, friendships, and becoming entrepreneurs.
Thank you for listening to the show. Back to execution time. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode with the Brown and Balance podcast. I'm your host, De'Asia.
And I'm Stephanie. And thank you so much for tuning back into another episode with us. You know how we get started with our vents about it. Whatever you want to talk about, whatever's on your mind. So what's up, girl?
Whatever is on your heart, let it out.
Sometimes you need a good scream.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little upset.
Why?
Because I just filed my taxes and I'm not getting no money back. And I got an attitude about that. And I'm just ready to just knock over everything. So today, keep your kids out of the street. Keep your pets out of the street.
You need about like four kids to make something back.
No, like seriously, it does not benefit middle class people like at all. And I thought having a business would change that and be able to still get something back. But I've been learning a lot about taxes and... This just ain't my year. So I got an attitude. So girl, don't nobody ask me for nothing.
I'm still like, waiting on this EITC check.
Pretty much. Exactly. Do I get something back?
The earned tax credit?
Is it my turn?
I've been waiting. Listen, I ain't never checked my mailbox this much.
Why would they mail it instead of just direct depositing it, though? It's really weird.
Girl, what if my check got sent?
I feel like most checks only get mailed if whoever filed don't got direct deposit information on there. So no, because a lot of times I like when they do stuff like that, they don't always send nobody a check. They will send you a check, but it's gonna be direct deposit, so check that too. But anywho, I ain't getting nothing, so don't nobody ask for nothing. So I got an attitude, and
also
yeah,
can I have a,
that's where I'm at.
Wait,
right now.
Let me piggyback off of that because that just made me think about something.
I got an attitude.
When you have children and y'all are not married, if you are the primary caregiver, why does the other person, the other parent, think they deserve something else? Like, why do they think they deserve, like, half? Like, did you contribute this whole year? Did you, like, what did...
Now, you know damn well if you ain't been taking care of that child all year, ain't nobody finna be splitting their tax money with you. And then what you gotta take into consideration, that child tax credit only be about
$1,200. Don't be nothing at
so,
all.
Technically... If I was to split 600? It with you, it would only be 600. You're not getting the rest because the rest is my earned income that I worked on my W-2 for the rest of the year. No, didn't have no nerve. I'm actually very fair. I let my daughter's father take it. You got it this year, big dog. I was nice and kind enough. So I'm a very fair co-parenter. So yeah. It wouldn't have made no sense for me to do it. I'm not getting anything. That's the thing. Once you hit a different tax bracket, they don't care about you. You don't get nothing.
The more money you make, the more they take.
But then it just be like, well, y'all take this out of my check every 2 weeks, and I'm still not getting nothing back, so I don't understand.
And it'd be wild to me. I'm like, I waited a whole year to get the same check
that's
that I was going to make
saying. I ain't even getting that, though. That's what is so confusing. Because it's like, so I'm going to continuously get paid all throughout the year, and you're going to be robbing me and waxing the hell out of me. I have not filed exempt.
More than what you like, bro, give me back.
I'm so confused. But, yeah, I'm not getting a refund check, and I really got an attitude because I was hoping to do some things.
Well, now you're making me not nervous. I mean, a little nervous. I haven't even filed my taxes yet.
Well, you got your daughter, so I think... that might make a small difference. Like, even if you don't get nothing big back. Because, again, this year I didn't claim my daughter, so.
The biggest is probably going to be my daughter. And then probably my house.
Yeah, I was about to say, because that's a tax credit.
But they don't give you a lot for that shit.
No, they don't. They don't.
They had removed the Michigan first hometown buyer's tax credit.
Yep, that ain't even on there no more.
That made me very salty. I said, I should have bought a house when I was 7.
And I'm finna go, exactly. And I'm finna enroll in college because I need a refund check. And I need that college tax credit.
Okay, I don't even got to go to class.
Y'all done pissed me off. I'm finna just go enroll in college and get me a refund check. Okay. Finna run it back.
Girl,
but yeah, that's my vent about it, y'all. So don't nobody ask me for nothing. Family, friends, brownies. I don't have nothing for y'all. Besides a tip on Tuesday. File exempt. I'll exempt.
Because I used to do that shit. Like right before I went on maternity leave, I had took my shit off.
That's what I'm saying. Just exactly. Just file exempt. Oh, well, you ain't getting no refund.
I did it for a fucking month, bitch. I was like, oh.
That's why I say I really think next month I'm going to have to file exempt because I got to catch up. I got some stuff I need to do. And then me and my tax preparer, we are working on creating me a good tax plan moving forward so I'm not in this situation.
Okay, as an adult, can we talk about how important it is to having a financial advisor?
It is very important.
Because we don't know everything.
We don't.
Sometimes we do make very poor money decisions. And that's okay because we're humans. We don't know everything. That's why it's important to learn and knowledge. That's why I always want to take
especially
courses.
When it comes to money. You got to have a good relationship with money. And I have a good relationship with money. Such a good relationship with money that as I continue to get older, I just told Stephanie, I went to the library and I bought me a trading and stocks books because I already been trying to learn about like the stock market and putting money over there. But I need to know. I want to know what they don't tell us, if that makes sense. I want to know about the people on Wall Street and how they came up with these plans. I want to learn about these businesses and how all of this stuff go. Because it doesn't make any sense for us to have all of this money and constantly be going to Target, spending money with Apple, but then you don't own half of it or your kids don't own half phone. Of it. Like, that's crazy.
No,
that's what I'm saying. That's crazy. And that's okay, too. But you just got to learn how to make your money work for you. But that's just my little tip.
No, that's... I feel the same way. Like, I always say, if I can't afford it in cash twice, mm-hmm. then I can't afford it.
Mm-mm.
Like, if I can't pay for that same item, mm-hmm. like, 2-3 times, then that means I really ain't got it like that.
Yeah. And I'm not a materialistic person, either. Like, I like what I like. Like, okay, when it comes to, like, my little self-care stuff, like, when it's time for me to get my hair done, yeah, I'm not going to wear no cheap weave or nothing like that.
No,
or getting my lashes and stuff done.
But you're not going to live beyond your means.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm not materialistic. Like, I won't die if I don't have this. Or, oh, these new shoes came out. I got to have it. Oh, I work from home. We're going
to
be seeing.
Oh, well,
I'm not finna wear no raggedy stuff. Don't get me wrong, but I'm saying I don't.
Well, girl, it's tax season, so they definitely finna be out here shopping. So,
well, good for them.
I'm about to listen.
And then when the end of the year come, I'm gonna be traveling. Wait, and they ain't gonna have no money, and they gonna be broke.
It's gonna be like, wait, I need to skip my loan payment. Didn't you just get your taxes back? What
that
are you
part,
buying?
That part,
like with me personally with taxes, I feel like that's the only opportunity for me.
Mm-hmm.
To save up and try to do something.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you're supposed to do.
You know, put it towards like some bills or some shit. Like
that's what you're supposed to do.
I already got plans for my tax money. I'm about to take a couple bands and I'm gonna pay this mortgage in advance, so I ain't gotta be.
That's what you gotta exactly. That's how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to make plans for it. When they give you the child tax credit for your child, it need to go on your child.
Okay, put it in the savings for them.
Put it in the savings for them. My daughter, good. Every tax year when
we
I was
y'all
getting
a
something.
To what we do. You ain't got to do it, though. That's your business.
Nyla B going to be rich. I ain't even going to say rich. Rich is just having a lot of money. She's going to be wealthy.
She's going to be taken care of for sure.
Wealthy.
That girl's so smart.
Wealthy.
But now, so we going to jump into our artist of the week. So I know I didn't have none the last 2 weeks, but I do have somebody today. So I actually found this artist. Her name is Naomi Sharon. She's more like a R&B type vibe. I guess I'm going to play a little snippet. I actually came across her. I was listening to Pandora. Listen, y'all. Don't judge me about Pandora. I got my Apple Music and stuff, which is cool. But it's just something about Pandora because...
I love Pandora.
I mean, it just hits different because it turns into so many different artists.
You
so
just don't
people.
Know what you're going to hear when you listen to Pandora. But that's why I like it.
And
I like the spontaneous. I like that it's spontaneous.
All right, y'all. So this is... Naomi Sharon. This song is called Nothing Sweeter, and I'm gonna just play like a little snippet, whatever. You can download her music on Apple Music, listen to it on YouTube, wherever. I don't know where she's from, so I do need to do a little bit more digging, but this
we
song
is not doing all day. It's not an
no,
autobiography
I'm not talking about right now, but I'm talking about like just in general. Like I like to know, like when I enjoy an artist, mm-hmm. I'm one of those weird ass people, like even if it's like an actor,
mm-hmm.
I'm about to look into your life. I'm so extra, like I'm about to read up about you. I'm about to where you grew up, what's your
poor
sign
child. I don't be want
to
know all that.
I
just give
that.
Me the music. I will go on their Instagram or something so I could put a face, you know, with the song, but
all
that's
right.
About it.
So this is her song called Nothing Sweeter, and I may just have to like skim through it.
Nothing sweeter than this. Nothing.
Okay, that was really good. Just that small little snippet. And if I don't do nothing else today, I know that it's I will beat, be downloading right? that to my Apple Music. The beat and her voice is giving it's me like Sade. Right?
Mm-hmm. I told,
listen, but yeah, that was a vibe.
If y'all know, because DeAndre hate riding in the car with me. That's literally all I fucking play. DeAndre like, I need some upbeat. Like, I need some. I'm like,
no, that one was good, but some of the other stuff, it be so, so slow. But I like slow music. That's my, but it just depends.
Just be, I just be chilling. That's really the truth. That's my vibe.
But I love music, though. I low-key feel like I should have been a music producer. No, for real. Can. I didn't have... Y'all, let me tell y'all. I feel like a crazy person. I didn't have multiple careers in my head. Okay?
In your multiple past careers lives.
In my past life.
In your past lives. You know what? I feel like we have... Don't try to take... We have, like, multiverse. I'm pretty sure we have different career choices.
Ooh, that's true. And that's kind of crazy because I thought about writing a movie like that. Do not take my idea. Y'all better not take my idea.
Right
or
now.
I'm going to sue you. I was just thinking about that, though. I was like, oh, how dope would it be to, like, make a movie about, like, all of my past lives? Like, anything that I wanted to do, like, of course, create the character, but she's different characters. Like, she was doing, like, she was reflecting on her life at this age, because I just turned 30, but then she was thinking about all the stuff that she wants to do later on and in her past life. I don't know. I thought that would be a really good movie.
That would be a good book.
There'll be a good book and a movie.
Doing something different.
Yeah, she doing something totally different. You don't know where she at, who she with, who her new friends girl. Is.
Roundaway girl.
Not a roundaway girl.
But I'm saying, like, you know, like.
Yeah, but I thought that would be really dope. Like, you don't know where she going to be at, who she's with. Is she married now? Does she have kids? What is her career? Like, who's her friend you know group? I think that would
that
be so dope.
That just made me think about it. Like, if you were to write that as a book, it could be pretty much like a monologue. Just like you inside your own head.
That's what I'm saying. It's me. But. Whoever I want to be. No, but that's the cool girl, thing like about
Barbie.
Life, though.
It's like Barbie.
It's like Barbie.
Barbie is everyone.
She is everything. She represents, you. That's what I'm saying, she represents all kind of women. And I love that Barbie movie,
Barbie,
though, because it was like...
Everybody's name is Barbie.
Yeah. And I like the Barbie movie because it really made you think that... I like how they highlighted that you can be anything, you know. They highlighted just being a regular woman, a regular mom.
It was the music like, for me. It was the soundtracks. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Billie Eilish, what was I made for? Like, that just makes you so sad because you really be sitting there thinking like, damn.
So, but what was I made for? Like, what is my purpose?
Girl, sitting there about to cry. Like, don't tell my boyfriend because that's not why he's here. I said, ooh, it's true.
Oh, okay. But no, the movie was deeper than just like, yeah. Barbie girl, Barbie world. So, if anybody has not watched
movie
that movie. It was really good.
Was
I felt like
it was
really good.
Yeah,
it was for the men too because Ken didn't even know who he was and his identity outside of Barbie. And that's bringing me to a point. You know, when you think about your life, you could be in a relationship with somebody, male or female, and you get so consumed in them that you forget who you are and what it is that you really wanted out of life. Like Ken thought he was about to die without Barbie. Like literally, he was like, "No, I'm gonna." He was like, "I'm gonna commit suicide. I'm gonna jump." Literally was nowhere for him to jump. Like, if he would have jumped, he would have totally been okay. That's what made it so funny, though. Like, Ken, you'll be fine. Like, if you jump, you're not going to hurt anything but your hair. You'll be fine.
It's crazy that you bring that up, though.
It was a good point. A lot of times we just get so wrapped up in that. And then we just forget about who we are, who we once were, where are we now, what do we want for our life, and... Turning 30, man, it just been having me thinking so much. I'm just going through like this. I feel like I'm going through a pivot right now. And I feel like I always know what I wanted. But then what you want, your wants change.
So
your
often.
Needs change. You change. I'm changing. I feel myself changing all the time.
Mm-hmm. The stuff you used to put up with, you would never do.
You
put
would
up with
never
today.
Do. You would never tolerate. It's just certain things. Like,
but what R. Kelly say, when a woman's fed up.
When a woman's fed up.
No, but that's really the truth, though. Like, I feel like when somebody, until you get to that breaking point, you won't ever let go of what's holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
You won't ever allow yourself to blossom. Or to evolve until you let that thing go that's holding you back. Like, and that could be a person, a job, an environment, a situation.
Yeah,
a thing. It could be a distraction. Anything that's considered a distraction that's keeping you further and further away from God and from your purpose. Then it's like, what are you doing? Like, we get so stuck and consumed, like you just said, we end up losing ourselves. And yes. Then once we are For example, we use a relationship. Once you're out of that relationship, you're like, who am I?
Who am I?
I'm not going to lie. I went through that.
Who was I?
What did I even like to do?
You be trying to find yourself getting back to your old self. But the crazy part is the moment that you walk out of that relationship, you are not the same person.
Not 2 years ago, not a year ago.
But you change, and you change that same day too, though. The moment that the relationship over is, you change. Mm-hmm. Because now you have to identify, who am I without this person?
I ain't gonna lie, I struggle with that a lot with my long-term relationship. I was in like a relationship for 6 years. And when you, like, when I say like
violin music,
attached at the hip, mm-hmm. like, baby, attached at the hip, like, your friends is my friends. And I'm gonna say that was a learning experience for me. Because one thing that I realized in that moment while I was in the relationship, while it was so sweet and so loving and all this stuff about, oh, we hang out with the same people. That's not positive, boo. Like, I realized that in a relationship, you still have to have some part of yourself still there. Like, you need to have separate friends. You need to have your own separate hobbies. Y'all can still do things together. But I feel like that is one way for you not to lose yourself, is when you don't get so consumed with what this person likes. Like, this person likes to watch horror movies. I'm not a big fan, but I'm watching it now because this is what they like to do. That's mm-hmm. cool to share. That's very cool and very open. You're compromising your relationship. You're sharing something beautiful, an experience, a moment. But if that's not what you're into, you don't always have to do it. And I think that was something that I had to get into, because, girl, when I tell you after that relationship was over, baby, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what Stephanie liked to do. And Stephanie had to get to know herself all over again. And sometimes it's okay to start over, because especially when you know that you are going to boss up mm-hmm. and going to be like the same position, that you're not going to see me twice in the same position.
Boss up and get this money, would you?
Girl, when I tell you, sometimes them little breakups had that beast come out of you.
Get this money. I'm saying, get this money.
Like, back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hopping all on me.
That's stuck in my head now. Would you?
Boss up, get this money.
Get this money.
Ooh, girl. But I just lost my train of thought.
Of course you did.
Because I was just thinking, like, you do lose yourself a lot. I do. Like, I just was thinking, I'm like, damn, and it's hard to sometimes find who you are again. But that's why I said it's a beautiful thing to be able to start over, because you're not the same person. Yeah, it is. So things that you didn't like, and you may try it again.
We are all, like, constantly and, like, forever changing. It's just important to just align yourself with people who are going to support you through your change. And vice versa, with you supporting them through their change. Just like how I said on the last episode about me being in a happy space and then somebody not being in a happy space, I still gotta be able to kind of like be the friend that supports them through that until they find that happy space again. Because when they get back to that place, they might be even happier than when I first met them. Like, you might be like a way better friend to me than you ever been, because now you're changing and now you're realizing, you know, what you need to fix or change or shift in your life so you can show up to be a better person, a better friend, better father, mother, whatever.
But sometimes you can't always get hooked up on the idea that this person may be a better person.
No, of course.
Once they're actually back on their feet.
Once they get back, yeah. Some people don't. Some people stay the same. Like we said, they might be stagnant. But I have to give you grace as a human that you are going to come out of it and that you will be better than where you were once were. Like, okay.
But that's why it's important, and which brings us to our topic of the day, which is mm-hmm. important of knowing your person.
And the only way that you will know people is through traveling and experiences and memories. Like, the only way that you get to know somebody is by spending time with them. So today's topic, which I know it took us a little minute to get there, chill on us, is because we are going to be talking about solo trips versus girl trips and vacations. So,
girl,
let's talk about it. Number one, solo trips. Highly recommend. Go by yourself. Can't nobody interrupt your peace, your vibe, and what you want to do. And when you're ready to take a nap, you can take a nap. Every time I got ready to take a nap, I did not have to say, oh, y'all, I'm tired. I'm ready to take a nap. And everybody else like, we don't want to take no nap yet. Or we finna go do this. Oh my God, that just felt good to not have to answer to nobody, not have to wait on nobody, not have to share the bathroom with nobody, not just sharing any of my time or my attention on anybody else, but just on me. I highly recommend a solo trip. I highly recommend solo dates. Yeah, yes. Yourself
out to the movies, out to eat, like to the park. Say that again. I know a lot of people be like, oh, that's so lonely. I said, no, it's actually peaceful. Like,
it's really peaceful.
I took myself out to eat, and mm-hmm. I brought a book, and I read a book while I was eating my pasta.
I freaking love that. And that's so funny because I bought my little book with me while I was on the beach. But I was going to say, like you just said, make that a daily thing. And that's mm-hmm. something that I did take that's away.
That's how you get to know yourself.
Yes, that's what I did take away from my trip is that I don't want to just do this because it's my birthday. I want to make this a daily lifestyle thing. I want to start spending way more time to myself because I give so much of De'Asia to so many other people that I have to spend more time with myself. Like, even if that just means I'm in the house and it's just completely silent, like, even without my phone ringing and it just being on Do Not Disturb, like, I just want to be able to, like, spend intimate time with me. Like you said, that's how you learn yourself. Mm. And don't just do it on your birthday. That's what I'm saying. Take yourself on trip. Love you that much. Love you enough for two people. Okay?
Okay.
Love you enough for two people.
When you finally find that love to
give. They going to know how to come.
Girl.
They
going to know how to come. You're going to actually be able to accept it.
Yeah. And
because you love yourself so much that whatever they lack in,
you already got it. That's what I'm saying. You already got it. Oh, now that's a conversation within itself.
I mean, it's
spending time with yourself.
It's very important because the difference is like this. Okay. Vacations are beautiful. When you actually find somebody,
the idea of it be so nice.
The idea mm-hmm. is nice, and I'm gonna tell you a story. The reason why you got to know who you are with, who you are dealing with, what their travel etiquette is like, what type of person they are, because everybody loves to say that they're this adventurous type of person, that they love traveling, they love trying new things.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. And actuality is not true.
Like, maybe y'all get there and it'd be a nightmare.
Because as soon as you get there, you can't even swim. You can't even get in this water with me. Now you don't even want to put your swim.
But you can't swim. You don't have survival skills.
I'm saying though, like, listen, I'll teach you how to swim. That ain't never been my issue. It's just a simple fact that you don't want to share that experience with me. Because if I'm taking this walk on this beach by myself, mm-hmm. because you prefer to go hang out in a room, be cooped up, stooped up there, doing whatever, we are not the same type of people. We don't like to do the same type of things. Like, I feel like the same shit that you do at home should stay at home. Like, you don't have to do everything you start traveling. Like, you don't have to do the same stuff. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
I don't like the people that go on vacation and want to do the same thing and go eat at the same places either. Like, baby, we is not finna go to Applebee's.
We're not going to McDonald's, boo.
Why is we going here? Why are we going here? Of all the restaurants, you want to come and you want to do the same thing and you just want to be boring. Like, you don't want to live and be, like, adventurous at all.
Okay. That's so disappointing. Let's go.
Girl and I, travel through baby, some caves, okay, and was doing all of that by myself. Snorkeling. I had fun, okay? Y'all can keep the snorkeling. But yeah.
I always wanted to do that.
But I like having fun. I like doing different things. I like experiences. I noticed that about myself. I'm an experienced person. So, especially at home. Like, stuff like that do not move me. Like, when somebody say, hey, girl, you want to go out to eat? Like, we could do that anytime. Don't get me wrong. I love a good meal, some chicken wings. But it'd be like, I want to do something different. Please. Okay.
But that's why I said it's important for you. That's similar just with your friends, too. It's like, you have to have travel etiquette.
Yes.
Knowing if you're with somebody who is a morning person or mm-hmm. a night owl. Me personally, I'm a let's get up early in the day because I want to enjoy this moment while it's nice outside, while it's early, so we can have more time to do so many different things. I'm not about to get up at no 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I hate being on vacation with somebody that wanna sleep the whole time. Don't get me wrong, I'm gonna take me a nap, but I don't wake up at 12 o'clock
and
start my day. That's what I'm saying. I wake up every time I go on a trip. I wake up before anybody who I'm in the room
you
with.
You sitting there laying there like
one because I hate sharing the room with people, and I need to go in the bathroom before anybody else go in there and get in the shower before anybody else do because I know how long it take me. So I rather just be up and already ready. Oh, that way, by the time everybody else is up, they be like, "Come on, let's get the show on the road."
That be me. I would take the shower first. Like, I got dibs on the bathroom.
Yep, I got dibs on that bathroom. I know I'm going to take all day. Mm-hmm.
I don't want y'all waiting on me.
I don't want nobody to say that I'm taking on. That's what I'm saying. And I don't want to be rushing. I'm very considerate on the trip. I clean up behind myself. Mm-hmm. I don't like going on vacations with women or men that do not clean up behind themselves. I think that that is so nasty and inconsiderate. You think just because there's hotel staff that it's not okay to, like, make up the bed and, like, move your stuff out the way. Or, like, it's hair all over the bathroom floor. Like, I'm the one that be cleaning that stuff up. People be like, oh, girl, they gonna come in here and clean that up. That's nasty. That's what I'm saying. That's nasty. Especially bottles and food and stuff.
I'm gonna at least put it in a pile.
That's what I'm saying. Or I'm gonna get a big enough bag and it's just gonna be in a corner in the bag. And so somebody able to get in.
Like, okay, I may not tuck this in fully. Like, y'all.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do it like y'all gonna do it. But
at least it ain't gonna look like who done it and why.
Yeah, right. Especially, it's just not gonna look crazy.
I don't know what it is, but, like, people who do not dry their feet off when they get out the shower, I be like. Why is it water on the floor?
Is it just me?
And this towel is soaking wet.
That's what I'm saying. What did you do?
Because, sis, why you ain't dry your damn feet off? Like,
I'm hollering because, no, that is so me. I will get so mad because why am I stepping into a puddle full of water? Like, what did you do? Did you even take a shower? Like, did you even grab a towel? That's what I'm saying. Did you even grab a towel?
It just be water everywhere. I said,
did you at least pinch the beat?
I bust my butt.
Like, I'm so confused.
Oh.
Why is it wet in here?
Can I also talk about another pet peeve with traveling wise?
There's a lot of pet peeves.
This is so petty.
There's so many cons.
But, like, I don't know if I can trust somebody who uses the hotel's stuff. Like, ew. All they soap and
like
body
their shampoo
washes.
And soap.
Yeah.
You ain't bring your own soap? Come on now.
Girl, I was talking to somebody.
Use that unscented bar soap.
I was talking to a dude, and he took a full body ass shower with that little baby bar ass soap.
That's what I'm saying. That unscented soap.
Girl, first of all, that shit is like.
It don't smell like nothing, and it don't clean you up.
You know what it's like? You remember when we used to be in high school, that shit that dry your hands out?
Yeah, it don't make it soapy
at
all.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It don't make it.
Soap.
Yeah, it don't
like,
be soapy.
I was like, you ain't bringing no soap? Oh, man, I forgot. Nah, baby. You
How
ain't
you
forget,
forget the most important thing
no,
is body wash.
Is the main thing.
That be the
pack.
First thing that I pack. My toothbrush. My toothpaste.
Oh, also.
I've forgotten toothpaste before, though.
But I feel like toothpaste is one thing because you can always go buy that stuff.
Yeah.
But
they normally
soap
have
too,
that
you
there.
You can go to the store and go get you some soap.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it wasn't no excuse.
No.
Boy, you was just funky.
Boy, you was lazy, and I know you wasn't super clean.
That's what I'm saying, because that soap don't clean
but
you at all.
It's only like 1 ounce in there. What are you washing?
It don't be enough for it at all.
It don't be enough for a whole thing ahead. Like, who is this for?
I just don't like the people that don't even make it to the girl trips either, though. They be the main ones. Oh, yay, it's going to be lit. I can't wait to travel. We're going to have so much fun. Soon as it's time to put that damn payment down on that hotel room and secure it, everybody broke. Baby, you don't need to go nowhere for the rest of the year. I better not see you outside. Because if you can't afford this little $200 trip, you better not be outside. I don't want to see you on my timeline. Doing nothing. You be miserable. Mm-hmm. That, I know I'm a little petty for that. But it's like.
No. You not.
Because why we doing all of that? All that talking about, oh, I can't wait to go. We're going to have fun. We're going to experience it. Then when it's time to put the stuff down, like, you ain't even ready. That's what I'm saying. You not even ready for real. You couldn't go if you wanted to.
Okay.
Because who let you over here in this country?
Locals.
And I'm okay with a local trip, too. I'm just saying most of the girl trips never make it out of the group chat. Most of them. If you do, woohoo, success. Y'all made it out of that. But then now you got to go through the part where y'all got to go through, like, the traveling and stuff and seeing, like, who going to be the cheap one that's not going to be putting no money towards gas.
Ubers.
That don't be sharing and stuff. I don't like people like that. That's, like, really selfish. Like, they expect everybody else to pay for stuff and be like, oh, well, I'm not the leader of this trip. Or, oh, I didn't think of it. Like, I'm just here. Like, that's not okay.
If anybody say that, don't be no Cash App person either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do not be the Cash App friend.
So I'm like, I'll just Cash App it to you. I ain't got no Cash
App. I knew a Cash App girl and never got the Cash App.
Okay, we going to be honest. We all got an Apple Pay or a Cash App friend.
Everybody got that Cash App friend that don't be giving you that stuff.
Oh, hold on. I
got
to unlock my card first.
Right. I got to transfer the money back to the other card. Why? If it's money on that card.
And then, girl.
What are we doing?
It's just traveling.
Them kind need to stay at home.
Because, like I said, you have to understand who you're with. Yes. And you have to know what type of person you are.
Exactly.
Because, okay, for me, traveling wise, I am a very structured person. Meaning that I like to have itineraries.
Yeah, you like to have a plan.
I do. I don't like, don't get me wrong. I'm a very spontaneous person. I can go with the flow. Like, if we just having a good time, we like, oh my God, we just passed something. Let's stop. That's cool. But I like to, if I'm traveling and I know we're going somewhere and this is going to be a new place for me, I'm going to look up some things that's going to be fun for all of us so we're not just sitting here looking stupid as hell. And I'm going to make sure, especially with traveling, a lot of things got to be booked in advance. Like, I don't get how people be not wanting to book anything or not do anything. And it's like,
or they just come on the trip again. They just come to the trip with like no plans and no money and wanting to do the same thing that they could have did back home.
Why'd you come?
I know my pet peeve for me is
sleep with the TV on.
No, I like the TV on. It's the people that don't like the TV on.
TV on, but it's on like low.
My pet peeve is the people that want the TV off.
Because
you're a psycho. You want me to just sit here with no kind of light at all? It's just completely dark in here. And it's silent. And I got to hear everybody snoring. Are you? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Then that heater be turning on and off. Please turn the TV on.
And old places always be creaking. And you be like, oh, yes.
Like, who up in here? For real. I like my rest, too, though. I like the rest. Don't get me wrong. That's why I say I love me a good nap. But, yeah, traveling will... Traveling with your partner and with your friends will literally let you know, like, who they are. You learn a lot about people on vacations. Yeah. You learn what type of communicator they are. You learn everything about them.
What type of bullshit. Oh, I'm going to pay for this. Yep. And then they don't come
and then they don't. Like, yep, you learn everything.
You be like, hold on now. Like, and I would say that I think the one good thing about having friends like De'Asia is because if she says she going to do some shit, she really going
to
do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right then and there. I'm not going to wait on nobody to get nothing done. If I say I'm going to book something, it's getting booked someday, okay?
But everybody's not like that. I mean, and no, they not. That could be a similar experience when you're on your vacation or you on your girl's trip.
That's true.
Yep. You know what I mean? Because even with guys, all y'all, you got a broke friend. Y'all homies, you got that homie.
They definitely be having a broke homie.
You got
homies,
the thirsty
sure.
homie who always be doing too much around
that's
women.
That's always doing always, too
now
much.
He going above and beyond. Money. Now he got flashes money like, hey, bro, you think this too much?
Yeah, right. Yo, should I bring this with me?
Hey, bro, should I take out this?
Hey, can you hold me? Hold this for me.
Like, what you do
but you won't even be having this type of money at home. Like, okay, you got your one little PPP loan. Oh, and now you don't know how to act.
That made me think about something. Another thing that I feel like with traveling with people is, just like you said, you get to know them.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, girl, they be two different people.
Two different people. Like, this is not the person I know back home.
You be so timid and so meek at home, but now you just turn up queen or just turn up brother, and now you just... You the life of... Hold on.
And now you're just socializing with everybody now.
I'll be like, wait, who
and now we're not even practicing, like, safety protocols or nothing. Like, why I can't find you? Oh, I don't like people that don't communicate. That's why I say communication is so important to me. Do not go wandering off, like, leaving the room, doing your own thing, and not communicating with nobody. Where is you at?
Where are you going?
That's what I'm saying. Where are you going?
Well, you know, that's just like my girl code is. If we come together, we leave together.
Yes,
so no,
absolutely.
You're not gonna, if you want to have a one night stand, I need the location. I need to know where you at.
That's what I'm saying. I need to know. Like, yes,
and take a picture of the
That's what I'm saying. Like, girl, I'm sorry. I got to be in your business a little bit because I got to make sure that you say it. Your mama not finna be asking me, like, what happened to you and I don't know.
Okay.
And now this is the case of the unsolved mystery.
I don't even play that. If you go to the bathroom, I don't care if I don't have to go. I'm gonna go with you because that's just
somebody gonna go with you. Somebody gonna go with you.
I know guys don't really do stuff like that. And I don't know if it's just a girl thing, but like that's how you keep an eye on your friends, and you not even just keep an eye on, but that's how you support and you're protective of your friends.
Yeah, you're supposed to be protective.
I mean, that's just like even with drinks. Like if you see your girl throwing bad drinks, like y'all gotta be.
I don't like to be on a trip with nobody that just like to drink all day. The first thing in the morning, you want to wake up and be drinking tequila.
I don't mind
and turned up. Like, no.
I just don't want to be around.
That's not how I start off my morning, though.
And that's cool. But this is my whole thing. If we're on a trip, I'm all with the shits. But my whole thing is this.
I'm not.
I just don't want this alcohol to change you. Like,
but that's the thing with alcohol. It changes a lot of people. They definitely don't know how to have the balance and be themselves. As much as some people be like, I'm good. They do this all the time. And you still acting up. And we still got to pick you up off your ass. when you done had a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. Or now you just all over the place. Or you getting offended by everything that somebody say. Or you're getting emotional. I done been with the ones that get emotional. And then now you want to start crying. I don't have time to be sitting here while you want to be crying. And talking about something that happened from like 5 years ago. Like, baby, let it go. And we going to have hair and this will get fun. The ones
that be feeling too sexy.
Yeah, oh my God. Like girl, right.
Like, you little chihuahua, little chill.
Calm down. Right.
I be like, you look... Hold on, sis. You're a little desperate.
Right. I could feel a little bit desperate. Yeah, that's just not me. I don't really like to start off my vacations like that. Don't get me wrong. I'm okay with a little bit of turn up, but I can honestly say that I like a healthy balance when I go on a trip. I like to be able to wake up, give myself, that's why I wake up before everybody else, because I need to have some time to get my mind right, to get right with God before I even interact with you humans for the rest of the day. Especially if I'm going to be around you all day. Because I got to make sure that my spirit and my energy is right. I know I'm about to be, you know, connected with you all day. And I just don't know what the day going to bring. So, yeah. To be honest, girl trips is not what they all hyped up to be.
I feel like it's a...
You just got to be around the right people.
It's a 50-50. It's just about...
Got to find your own tribe.
I was just going to say, you just got to find your travel partner. Because
even
though that's your homegirl and y'all, that's your best friend when y'all at home, that's cool. But that may not be your travel partner. And that's okay, too. And that's why we always say that it's important to have friends for different reasons. Because you can't travel with everybody. Like, if that girl always acting like a nutcase, she always trying to turn up and fight somebody. I'm not with the road.
You are a liability.
I got too much to lose, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
What are we fighting over? If you don't walk your ass away, because what are we...
Yes, why is you mad? Listen,
I got a friend that gets real hot-headed, and I already be knowing. I said, it's time to go.
Yeah, because
if soon as you try to turn up a notch... Oh, baby, I'm about to put you in a headlocker because we about to go.
Tomorrow, I'm about to put you in a headlocker myself. Yeah,
I got time. And I'm not
finna be. Yeah, I'm not finna be fighting your battles either.
Oh, she tried to fight a man.
I'm sorry, you gonna have to.
Oh no,
you finna just get beat up, and I'm just gonna call the police. I'm just gonna be the bystander because I'm not jumping in that one. A man at that,
girl,
I'm already not jumping in if it's girls.
When I say I sobered up so fast, I said, hold on.
I'm sorry, I'm not the ride or die friend.
No, this whole thing, I'm a ride or die.
I will be barbecue Becky.
I'm a ride or die to a degree. Now, if it's a good cause...
If it's a good cause, but if you're starting it, no.
No, baby. Like I said, we're adults.
No, that's what I'm saying. We too grown for stuff like that.
We all can get booked and processed from here.
That's what I'm saying. I got something. I got something to lose. I got something to lose.
No, I'm not.
And if I go in that jail cell, I don't have nobody to bail me out.
Second of all, I'm not trying to be on the no-fly zone. The no-fly list, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
And again, that is very real.
Again, I don't want to be in jail, in a cell.
But you know, it's same thing with vacations, with your dude or your girls.
Oh, yeah. Know. A lot of people be on vacations and then they end up fighting and stuff. And it just be like, dang.
Why did y'all come on vacation
to start fighting?
Because we didn't communicate on what we needed and what we were looking for out of this trip.
Oh, I said that's so country. Did y'all catch that? Vacation. I meant to just say vacation.
But guys, just... Know your purpose, partner. Know your travel partner. And travel etiquette is very real.
It is. Like, be considerate of others.
And just take into consideration everything that people show you prior to that trip. Their communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
How they're planning their trip. Did they even get their outfits together? Because I don't like procrastinating.
You're sitting over here packing your suitcase at the last minute. Or you late and now you messing. You running everybody else behind because you late. Why are you late?
Gotta know your people.
Why are you late? Right before we finna board the airplane, you calling talking about you in the airport. Where y'all at? Finna board the plane.
You finna miss
it. Yeah, nutcase.
I'll be like, you finna miss it. Big
oh, my gosh. I cannot stand that. But that's all we got for y'all. So, just take that into consideration when you are going on trips. Because you definitely gonna learn some new things. You gonna experience some new things. We got plenty of horror stories. If y'all wanna hear those, we could definitely share them with you.
Yeah, we definitely have our own personal stories.
Wait, can I tell y'all something real quick, though? Mm-hmm. A funny story. My cousin, she be listening to the podcast, too. So she'll probably hear this episode. We had went on a trip together, and I got mad at my cousin. I got mad at her. We was in a casino, and we were in Vegas, and my stupid self left out of the casino like an idiot. I did not have my charger on me.
Your phone died,
and it started raining. And I forgot where I was at. So then I had to go somewhere else. No, it was. That's what you get. And it started raining. I started crying. I was mad. And I was like, oh my God, I don't even know how to get back here. Yeah. And I was like, my cousin, she ain't even come out here to try to find me or nothing. Like, you live right. So I'm over here all mad.
You gotta communicate.
You do have to communicate. I just said that you cannot just leave out. But in that moment, I was a little hot headed and I was mad. And then I had to go. I found another hotel. I was able to charge my phone up. They was petty and was like, if you're not staying here, you can't charge your phone. It is raining outside. Please just, God, just be on my side. It took me almost 2 hours to finally get an Uber. Thank God that it was a woman because I was so scared of getting an Uber with a man. And I had to meet them back at the Airbnb.
You ain't had no
That's a quick little funny story. I did not have nothing. I had to go off of straight faith. She was super nice to me, though.
You was going to have to hit him with that Jesus kick because back up. Wait, what Boosie said? Yeah. Get back.
Get back. Get your back. Get your... He was like, get your back. Back up.
But no.
But like, yeah, don't be like me. Do not be like me.
And do not discourage from girls trips. I know we gave you a lot of bad things.
Yeah, we did give y'all a little cons.
But we just wanted you to have an insight of vacation, solo trips, solo
like
dates.
Like pros and cons. Yeah, yeah.
This was definitely a pro and con because it's a pro and con of everything. It is. Even on a solo trip, you can get lonely. It's a beautiful thing, but you can get lonely.
Yeah, you can get lonely. I got lonely every time I kept seeing the couples like on the beach having romantic dinners and reminding me that I was by myself and I was single.
I want to eat on the beach. In the water.
That's what they was doing. Oh, and I was jealous.
You still should have. And I was like, right next to him.
No. But I'm like, it's my time to leave now. Me and my book bag walking away. Like, congratulations. Y'all look so beautiful.
Oh, you celebrating something? Oh, okay.
An anniversary? Oh, congrats.
No, but seriously, though. Just know your travel people. And know your travel etiquette and the type of person that you are. Don't try to pretend that you're something
I was just about to say
not.
That. Yeah, don't just agree with everything. Like, yeah, you know, you have to set your boundaries too, like mm-hmm. on a trip, because you want to make sure that as you're on this trip, everybody that it is fun. Comfortable for you as well. Mm. You don't want to be nowhere and be uncomfortable now because you did pay to be there. So you want to make sure that you are comfortable as well.
Okay, well, everybody got their money's worth.
Yes, exactly.
But once again, because we are still doing that Artist of the Week, if you guys know any other artists or any songs that are underrated, shoot us that message at brownandbalancedpod@gmail.com or shoot us a DM on Instagram or Facebook at Brown and Balanced Podcast and check out the latest episodes.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. Well, we're going to catch y'all in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Love you guys. See you on next week episode. Bye.